Abraham Kuala Nguyen, Professor of Political Science at the University of Juba, says the emergency declaration for the two areas means the government can enact action plans to quickly address the humanitarian crisis caused by the flooding and prevent further floods.
And as a result of that, the government through the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs should be able to come up with a new strategy of realigning the humanitarian service to the people of Jonglei State.
Kuala says without practical policies to address natural disasters like floods, the emergency declaration will do nothing to address the problems facing the people in the two areas.
A state of emergency by itself is not a solution to the problems of emergency, mostly of floods. It is the policy that follow next that should be a solution. And as a result of this, it is possible that the government should be able to put in place positive strategies that will be able to control the floods in the near future. Coming next year, in the next 5 years, there will be no continuation of the flood.
Local officials say the floods forced more than 400,000 people to flee their homes, most of whom need humanitarian assistance, including food, shelter, and medical supplies. Photos shared online by people in Borosol submerged houses and farms and dead livestock, among others. Gabriel Deng Ajak, director of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Jonglei State, says those who are in urgent need of help are women, children, and the elderly.
I would appeal to all the partners, all the well-wishers, the donor communities and humanitarian partners to assist the people in evacuating them from where they are at the moment to higher grounds. Second, assist them with shelter materials.
Kuala says the government needs to look at long-term solutions to flooding during the dry season, such as building strong dikes and seasonal dams to control water flow. Jonglei State and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area are often hard hit by floods, especially during the height of the rainy season. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.